You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
Coming over from NAM, we are joined by Heather and Mish from the band LXRP. We're talking to them about the band's new self-titled debut album. Nothing better than a self-titled debut. Good morning to you, Heather and Mish. How are we doing this bloody morning?
Good morning. Good morning. G'day. We've also got Amy.
Okay.
Our bassist came in through the traffic.
Here we go.
8:30 in NAM, and we're ready to start our day.
Beautiful.
Happy to be on Dunedin Radio. Kia ora, everyone.
Radio 1, the only one that matters. Mish Ferner, Amy Rogers, Heather Jardaney, is that how I say your name?
Yeah, that's pretty close, yeah.
Oh, what's the actual pronunciation?
It's Jardaney, yeah.
Jardaney, okay, there we go. In your IG bio, your Instagram biography, you'll describe yourself as Doll Wave, and I was curious as to what that means.
Not a real thing.
It's not a real thing.
Heather was kind of making fun of me. So we're all...
Does that happen a lot?
we're all trans women, but the Doll Wave, like, if people know, it was kind of a joke genre name that came up and then became kind of like the bane of some bands' existence, I think. I'm not entirely sure. I can't speak for them, but it's a lot of jangle pop from, like, Australia. So, I mean, you know, I know that you've got a lot of jangle pop over there, a great tradition of it, and so do we, but the, like, Dick Diver kind of crowd, twerps and stuff, because of New Start Again, I think, Dick Diver's first album, I feel like that's probably where it came from. New Start used to be the name of the doll here, and this kind of term popped up, and now it's kind of, it kind of became mocking, and then it's become, like, a term of endearment sometimes, and Heather just thought that was funny. I was like, no, you can't do that. And so she's kept it there for as long as possible.
Amazing. I've never heard of this Dick Diver band, but I love the name. That's a great name. It's a fantastic name.
Oh, they're
name.
Fantastic. They're one of NAM's greatest exports, I would say. One of the most beautiful bands, a real inspiration, beautiful songwriters.
Another inspiration, of course, for the band is the Level Crossing Removal Project, which is the band's namesake. I know you're probably tired of talking about it, but for those who don't know, the Level Crossing Removal Project is a Victorian public transport scheme, and we say Victoria as the state, not the time period, which is set to remove and grade separate 110 level crossings and to rebuild 51 stations in the Melbourne metro and region. Do you see this project as a success?
To an extent. I mean, we live on, well, like two of us. So Heather and I live together, and Amy lived pretty close to us and has lived around Melbourne. So has also experienced, like, there's quite a few spots where they create really good bike paths underneath it. Active transport's really important, you know. Mm-hmm. The band's name actually came from
a tote bag. Matching tote bags.
We both had the tote bag, and we said, We're talking about it, and Heather's like, that'd be a great name for a band, Level Crossing Removal Project. I was like, nah, LXRP, that's a good name. And we spent ages just telling people that we had, different reasons for being called that.
Yeah, I only co-signed the band name on the condition that we wouldn't tell people it actually stood for the Level Crossing Removal Project, because it doesn't. So, you know, I mean, thank you for asking us about it, but it doesn't stand for that anymore.
That's our initials.
I mean the main reason I like the name was that just the letters on their own have, like, a good kind of abstract sort of feel.
They do sort of like in excess.
And a nice cadence. Nice cadence. I think cadence when spoken, and how it looks written down on a poster, because we just try and play as many shows as possible. That's like the two of the main things you want. The problem is people think it's either Lexapro or the X is like
an A,
and people think it's LARP.
That's so, low-key what I was thinking of.
Yeah. We have also made ourselves ungoogleable, because if you do live where we play music and you look up the name, you get the unrelated state infrastructure project.
So good.
From the Victorian government.
Well, the thing is, most band names are ungoogleable, really, unless you put the word band after them anyway. So
like Coldplay.
Exactly.
have to cut your line.
That could be anything.
Literally anything.
I listened to some interview with y'all. I can't remember who did the interview, but they were very well researched. And one of you made a joke about how it's not actually the level removing project. It's something, something ratepayers. And I can't remember what the other two were.
Oh, love and kisses for ratepayers.
Love and kisses for ratepayers. Yeah, that's...
Okay, yeah.
That's
and
beautiful.
that is because I work for a council, like the local government.
You poor soul.
Not the, my local one. And I'm frequently making comments about ratepayers, but I'll leave those to the imagination.
We both kind of have council.
Yeah, we both have
council adjacent.
God's favorite children, the ratepayer. I read, Mish, that you write most of the lyrics on the train. How do you find it as a space to reflect in and reflect on your life and developments, you know, when it's often quite hectic? I mean, I've been on the Melbourne Metro a couple of times, and it's pretty intense.
Well, I guess, so I'm coming in from, a bit out of town. Then I'm going out a bit out of town. So it's especially, like, the very quiet journey. I go into the city, Flinders Street, our main hub in the middle, and then I go out to my work, and it's quite quiet on the way out, and it's not too long. And I find that the quiet there, I go down to this really weird, secluded platform. It's the only, like, individual platform that's just, like, completely underground in Flinders Street. You go in there, and then you're like, I get on the train, and then I'm just kind of like, well, now I've got about 15, 20 minutes. And it's in that time that I'll either have listened to something that we've recorded, like in a jam, or I'll have been thinking about something, and it's, I don't know, it just always comes then. It's like then and in the shower, and that's when it happens. We've got a cat that's trying to jump on the computer.
You got two cats. There's one behind you and one right in front of you.
Yeah.
Can I get the names of the cats?
Yeah. So that's. I guess it's. I like the train.
True.
Yeah, great radio, isn't it?
Yeah. Sorry, can I get the names of the cats?
Oh, the cats, yeah. Marlon and Rosie. So
Marlon and Rosie. Okay, that's very, very sweet. All the song titles are one word each. Do you find that you're all very direct people?
I mean, it's funny. Like, I guess to an extent, but I think it's because I'm trying to be kind of indirect, because the names come True. Just from the songs, and pretty much they're all in the songs, except for I think Piñata, where it's just that's like the imagery that's in the song. And it's just because I try and like have some like vagaries within the lyrics, and I try and reference like bits of interest, like literature or history that I'm interested in. I take a lot of inspiration from Chloe Alison Escott from The Native Cats. Her songwriting's really like valuable in a way of like creating evocative imagery without being 100% direct, which I don't know if I always do that, but taking a single word, you know, it's just like that's it, it's the punch of the word. The song title doesn't need to say anything that the song will say.
Be referential too, yeah. Mish, you and Heather, you two were at a Pro Palestine rally together, and this is sort of how you got into singing, Mish, because Heather remarked how loud you can be and thought you'd be a great singer. Is there any, how loud you can be in a chanting setting, is there any song from this record that works best for sort of a chanting, yelly vibe, do you reckon?
Oh, I think, yeah.
I feel probably Arrows is the most, like,
I was thinking
chanting
Bet.
One. Or Bet as well.
A Bet is like, very much the verses are effectively chants. It's kind of referencing just a Boyer's story. So it doesn't have too much meaning, but I just came in with, like, that vocal hook for the verses, not knowing it would be a verse or anything. We always come up, and then Amy made this crazy bass line out of
it. I started playing Oxygen by Swans.
Oh, nice.
I started trying to play it without being in drop D, and then that became the riff, the kind of open E riff to that song.
Mm.
But I guess on that, I do try and write vocal hooks. So for the Artifacting, our first single, it has a big hook of Park Yourself Right There. Which we hope, like, one day we'll get picked up for a, you know, like, car commercial. Make us all very wealthy.
It did have a very kind of poppy vibe to it, that one.
Yeah.
It had a very poppy sort of maybe even Duran Duran sort of thing going on.
I think I try to write pop songs ultimately because I think that, like, music is, like, pop music's great in that, like, some of my favourite, like, post-punk, which I suppose is what we're making, has, like, a real pop inspiration to it. I guess, like, Maintenance, You Need Maintenance, people often sing along with that one at our shows. But, yeah, Bet's probably, like, the verses of that are pretty much me yelling really loud. That Sapper's chorus, it's also got a big hook.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I guess Sapper's the one where, like, neither the verse nor the chorus have, like, a
quiet bit.
Yeah, a quiet bit, or like a strict melody. Like, yeah. It's all kind of
more rapping
ballpark.
Yeah, I'm kind of rapping. I'm kind of spinning bars, I suppose. You know,
it's my name is Mission. I'm here to say.
Brilliant. Yeah,
I like walls and paint all day. there's a great line in the song Maintenance, which is sort of, I think it was the second single on here. Try it with the girl with the ISOP pay grade. And my question was, does the girl with the ISOP pay grade, does that mean that she's working for ASOP? Does that mean she can afford ASOP? And why is ASOP the metaphor for wealth and status here? Is it pointed? Is it specific at someone? Is it a reputational stereotype thing?
It's not pointed at someone, but it was something that I thought about because I had been to people's houses and seen it. And then some people I know have the pumps, but they've just filled it up with something else. You know, why not? But what I think what I thought there was, I was writing the lyrics to that, and I came up with, like, waiting for a fable, and then I put it, and I was like, ASOP pay grade. It's like jump. It's the character of the song is jumping between different relationships, like with different women, and that's one of the characters. So I was tying that the fable in with the ASOP, and then or the angel, and then it's wings that show a steady hand. So angel wings, the eye, it would be like eyeliner, but they're separated a little bit, and then that goes into wheels within wheels. Which is like a reference to Angel. So it's kind of just like, it just kind of fell into the cadence of the song.
She's kind of good at this stuff. I don't
know if I'd go that far. For a first time, man, very impressive.
I'm just trying to, put things together. But I think I came up with that verse for that song. I had, our friend had showed me Farewell Transmission by Songs Ohio.
Oh, love that song.
I had never heard it, beautiful, but it had been stuck in my head for about like a week and a half. And the beat and the just like stuck in my head, just like the boom, 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 boom. And I was in the shower and then I started just thinking up this thing. And then I got out of the shower and quickly wrote it down. I was like, I think I could turn this into something. And then on train journeys, I subsequently turned it into a verse in the process of jamming, changed it to make it like fit the song better.
And now we're here.
Yeah.
Beautiful. I have one last question for you all. Do you have any words to New Zealanders thinking of moving to Melbourne? I'm not sure if you've seen the news, but lots of New Zealanders are. Do you have any words of advice to them?
Well, look, everybody that I've ever met who's come over is wonderful. One of my favourite bands that's active here is from there. That's Of Pain. Love Of Pain. They're from over there. Originally, I mean, you can come to an LXRP show. We'd love to have you. If you move before Friday, you can come to our album launch, which will be in the beautiful suburb of Preston in Nam. You can come here if you like, of course. But also, you know, I'm sure Dunedin and Aotearoa are good places to be. I don't know. You live your life. We're not really into like stopping people from moving around countries and stuff. We generally are like, none of us are from Melbourne.
I mean, we all like Melbourne. You'll probably like Melbourne, but we like New Zealanders. You make our city better.
Yeah.
Just be careful you don't like all leave and make your own cities worse.
That's sort of what's happening.
Well, I guess we're sorry about that. I mean, this country has a lot of problems, and you know, I'm sure yours does too. But over here, there's a lot of problems with with racism, especially. It's a very racist country, and you know, so I mean, maybe you'll make it better for us, but yeah. There's work to be done at home always, so you know, we can all do our own bit.
We can all do better
wherever we are.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for coming on the program and talking to me about the new record. A big fan, and can't wait to be spending it on the airwaves. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Zach.
Thanks for having us.
It's great having you all on the program. People, that was Mish Furner, Amy Rogers, and Heather Giardini. We're talking to them from they're from the band LXRP, who are based out in Nam, Melbourne. We're talking to them about their debut self-titled album, which you can find wherever you find your music. I would recommend finding it on Bandcamp and buying that shit. We're going to play the track Arrows, and then we'll do Kai Time as we wrap up the show. Hey, Corner Mai. Here is Arrows by LXRP. Ka kite.
Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcasts.